Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Rediscover the joy of listening to stories again.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Drake White.
Looking good, brother. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming. You want to take your boss there? Your boss on?
I aspire to have a hat collection like this man.
So let me ask you, you know, you've been great to come into the radio station, hang with us in the studio. You've been you've come to the radio station tent when we, you know, we're at Zach Brown Band. You've just always been the guy willing to do whatever it takes, work hard. Where's that work ethic come from for you?
Hello, everybody. I hope you, the work ethic just comes, I'm from North Alabama, where the Appalachian Mountains come down the top half of the state. And my dad, he was just always the one that was like, all right, get up, here's a shovel, we need to do this, or here's a whatever. And he just taught me what a dollar was at a very early age. And he just taught me to work hard and just be kind to people. And so this is what I want to do. So, I mean, I would be doing it if I wasn't making a dime, you know. It wouldn't be as fun. But, wait a minute, I'm not making a dime. No, it's just something in me, and it's from my dad and my uncles and my grandfather, that work ethic is, yeah. So
speaking of working in your family, I don't know if everyone knows this, but your mom actually ran a hair salon out of your garage when you were growing up as a kid. And ladies, you know this, like when they start playing with your hair, you just kind of start like spilling everything. So what do you think, did you learn anything like when you were growing up that other guys might not learn about women in life?
Learned way too much. It was always traffic coming in and out. And my mom she's a special person, and she was always about giving her clients experiences and just a break, you know, a break from their everyday life. And that's what we do as entertainers. And as a band, tonight's show is about giving that listener an experience that they can only get there. And I think if I can do that, then, you know, they'll keep coming back, which that means I don't have to, you know, run my dad's shovel anymore. So it's an awesome thing. So she would get backed up at you know, whether it be a shampoo thing or whatever, and she'd be like, Drake, come out here and talk to the ladies. And my sister's 3 years older, so I never had a problem talking to women. And then guitar became involved, and I was like, well, this is pretty easy. So it's a funny thing, but it's really true. It's a true thing that, like, I didn't have a problem asking girls to dance when I was, you know, in seventh grade and all the other guys were pinned to the wall. You know, it was just something that it came natural. And I think it got me in trouble some too, but I think not for it most of the time.
I think I should drop the son off at a hair salon sometime. Some good training or something.
Sink or swim, get in there.
It was funny, we're watching that video, and obviously, you know, the play on words with Drake, but I think about you, by the way, congratulations, being voted one of the Grammy's Artists of Tomorrow. Yes. I would love to be in your brain when you were going through that, being around people like Drake, and all, like, you know, the creme de la creme of every genre of music. Like, what was your takeaway from being there?
Well, I was so excited about going, like all the snappy clothes and the hair and the thing, that just being that close to J-Lo. No, really, it's one of those things where I believe that everything has a energy to it. And there's so much energy in that room, because if you can imagine that every musician, every artist, whether you're painting or you're out there, you know, you know, writing poetry or songs or whatever, they all have an energy, and it, most of the time it's, you can feel it. You can, if you are open to that kind of thing. And in that room, it was like a thick smog the whole time, and everybody was just, you know, if you look at Adele's acceptance speech, she praises Beyonce the whole time, like talking about how she influenced her and all that. So that was an incredible thing to witness, to see people just pulling people up, and it's a tight knit community in there, and it just felt like, you know, it felt like a almost like a religious experience, because it was all those people are in one spot, and that's a lot of energy, a lot of spirit in one concentrated area. So it was amazing. Spiritual is how I'd explain it.
So you've had the chance to perform in some really cool places, and now Stage 17 will be one of them after today. But you recently did Live at 35, which is, he performed live at 35,000 feet on a Southwest plane. What was that like? Like, were people sleeping when you came out? Because I'm knocked out the second I'm on a plane. So people are like, what?
Well, that's in your head, you know? I mean, all I want to do is sleep on a plane. It really is. I've got one of those cool neck pillows, a pair of noise-canceling headphones, and I've got my... my Germex, and I just, you know, and I get in that little petri dish and go to sleep. So I didn't know how that they were going to react. You know, I was just like, I hope y'all are ready for this. But once we got cranking on it, and people were like, oh, this is cool. I'm glad I came. And I was like, well, I'm glad you're glad, because we were hoping that you would be glad. And then it was cool. We went back in the back, and there was this little curly-headed 2-year-old that was just like dancing on the fold-out table there, and just kind of capturing her and freestyling, showing those people, you know, what we did. It was a cool thing.
It's like something out of a movie.
Yeah, I've never performed that high.
Now, Drake.
It's true.
Oh, good. One of the things too, you know, when we physically built Stage 17, we thought, is it Drake White ready? Because of a little stump, and it might occasionally happen. And you mentioned, you know, a spiritual experience going to the Grammys. Your grandfather was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about just how that, not only in you know, performance physically, but just, you know, sure, the cadence of the music, and how that's affected you as an artist growing up in the church.
That is my number one influence. You know, he always taught me to pay attention to the direction of the wind, pay attention to the direction of where you're going, north, south, east, and west. Always know it. Watch a sunset. Understand that the light that left a star that you're looking at left that star literally hundreds of years ago, and let that sink in, because you're a very small part of this world. And he said, you're very important and you're chosen. And he always gave me that, you know, and he was that guy that taught me how to really see things for what they were. And all the way down, you know, this is going to sound kind of hippy-dippy, but, you know, from the rabbits to the insects to the squirrels and the birds, like, he believed they all had a language. And that language was part of music, was nature's music. And we would go out there and sit. And a lot of people say, what's your biggest influence? And I literally think it's sitting on around fire, you know, a campfire back in the Alabama backwoods, and listening to nature take place. And of course, all the gospel music we were brought up on, and country. And then my sister was 3 years older, so it was also Sublime and Bone Thugs and Harmony and all this other stuff that was not crickets at all. But there was a lot of diversity there. But my grandfather, the spiritual side was just something I feel very, very lucky to have today, because when things get fast and things get going quick, I can always look at those stars and think about him going, you're pretty small, man, so just chill out. Everything's going to be all right.
A lot of people talked about your unique balance of confidence and humility, and I think that answer displays that very well. But you guys all have the Alp Spark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? You going to be coming to the show tonight, Gramercy?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to hear some music?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, Stage 17, we got hashtags, we got video. We are, look good, look camera ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Drake White.
So, growing up in a small town, like I said, in northeast Alabama, I want y'all to go there with me. It's population 400, There's a couple little gas stations and everybody's sitting in a rocking chair and there's like an old hound dog. It's literally, that's what it is. And I went back there one day and I was watching the news with my grandmother or maybe my dad, and I just noticed the news was just like, bam, bam, big headlines. And I was like, man, I need to get out in those woods and get out in those pines and hear the sounds. And so I wrote this song about that small town and just wanting to give back to love and the real things of life. But it goes like this. This old town runs off booze and pills and birth control. Nobody says a thing. We tune in and tune out our conversations with a TV screen hanging over the end of a rope coming loose. I need to get back to my roots, to the truth, to the way it feels when I hold you. I need that down south, that soul sound. You spinning like a record. I need your hand in my hand. That eye-to-eye reflection horrifies the mads, the goods, the bads. The way love hurts and heals, yes. I need real, yeah. I need real. You hate, I take the real, leave the fake. I want the sinner and the saint. Give me that down south, that soul sound. You spinning like a record. I need your hand in my hand. That eye-to-eye reflection fights the mads, the goods, the bads. I need a
friends.
I'm a big fan of this. Alright, well, so small town, real people kind of cutting across the bull crap and just kind of giving it to you like it is. One of my favorite things to talk to my 85-year-old grandmother. She's like, how's your little band doing? Well, they're okay. We're going to New York and Boston. Why would you want to go to New York and Boston? It's crowded up there. What was next? I forgot.
Make a meal of it again.
Oh. Okay. I like this one.
There you go, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it. my grandfather was full of sayings. He was kind of a poet, you know, kind of a Faulkner-esque type guy in his words, and they kind of flowed, and he goes, you know, if you see a turtle on a fence post, you know that turtle didn't get there by itself. Somebody had to stick his little butt up there. And everybody's like, just like y'all are, like, what does that mean? Well, what it means is everybody needs a little help sometimes. And I met Alex, my wife, about 9 years ago, I guess. And it was one of those loves in a small town that was forbidden. You know, she had been taken for a long time, and they had broken up. And I come swooping in from Nashville one weekend, and we fell in love. And ever since then, like, to get off the road and have her support, just to have somebody that knows that music sets you on fire, and that knows that that's what makes you who you are, and that is so rewarding to me. And so I was walking out of her house, her dad's house, one day, and we were going somewhere, and she was standing beside me, and he had a dip in his mouth, and he spit, and he goes, "Oh, she makes you look good." And I said, "That's a pretty cool song." standing in that kitchen. Been a long day at work. And she slips her hands right under my shirt. Oh, with those loving eyes. Yeah, she proposed me back again. Yeah, now there you go, baby. Yeah. Making me look good again. There you go, baby. Making me look good again.
Yeah, I have a question about the stomp. Is it always the same leg, or do you have to like switch it up?
I'm real partial to my left leg. I'm right-handed, but I'm left-footed. I'm ambidextrous or something.
I just wonder how much stronger this leg must be because of that.
Well, my mom said my heel on my left foot bothers me. She said your heel pads wore out.
Something cool. Have you never seen Drake White before? Drake is. His mind is wired a little bit differently than the rest of us.
It's a good thing. He's giving you a compliment.
It's true.
That's a good way of saying it.
Drake's ability to take random words, phrases, and turn them into a song that seems like he wrote a year ago is pretty uncanny. So what we had you do, obviously, was fill out words on cards. So Drake is going to take these five words and turn them into a song. So the first word, Drake, is Buck Wild.
Oh, I like that.
Buck Wild. So I'm going to put that one there. Katie, what's next?
The second one is Shots, which usually goes along with Buck Wild.
It's easy. This is easy.
The next one would be, after Shots, Teacher.
I like it.
Teacher. Teacher, preacher.
Then we got Hudson.
I like it.
All right.
And the last one, Dre, is, which we all are, Stoked! Stoked. Good job on the words. All right, let me put this one over here. I feel like you lean that way because of the stuff.
Yeah. So.
I want to let them know, though, this is not, I have not looked at these. Sometimes it's a plane crash. Into the Hudson, like it's a plane crash. But I'm stoked to be doing it.
Well,
I'll take a shot.
We hope you're our Sully, and you land this plane safely.
Okay.
All right. So, Buckwild, Shots, Teacher, Hudson, and Stoked. Are you ready, Drake White?
Yep.
I feel like we should have a clock running. But stage 17. Give it up. This is an original song.
Started the day up in Missouri, you see. No shot out for Drake. Give me a shot, maybe a couple of shots, it's true. I landed in the Hudson, cause that's know what I want to do. And maybe I've got the feeling deep in my soul. I like the way I rock, do you like the way I roll? Everybody, baby, look on the style. Head down and come the night, we'll get buck wild. And a head feeling like the Rolling Stone. I'm stoked to be making up this song. My wife, he was a teacher now. I'm a little preacher now. Everybody look what's going down. And I said, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look at what's going down. I'm stoked to be here. We're in the clear. I'm about to teach you something, baby. Maybe drink a beer. And the four beers go to the shots you see. Everybody get the wild and free. Shakey, breaky, shaky, live on the Hudson River. Hudson River, never been clearer. I'll land the plane, baby, I have no fear. I'm a stone cold pilot, it's true. New York City, I'm proud of you, for packing out the Gramercy. Baby, you wait and see. I never find a look.
stoked to be here making up this little song.
I think Jesse's right. You're wired a little bit differently because I couldn't even make a sentence with that.
What if we did it quicker?
Who was? Just real quick, who was stoked? Who was Hudson? Oh, it was my teacher.
Oh, yeah, your son's name. Real cute.
Who did shots, brother? Who did shots? Shots?
Oh, what kind of.
And who in the world was Buckla?
Yeah.
Well, Drake, we would love one more song, this big hit that kind of was the song of the summer for us last summer. We got a show at Gramercy tonight, got to run the sound check. We appreciate the time here on stage 17 with Nash FM 94.7.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all for supporting me.
You guys ready for another one?
Yeah!
Drake one!
Thank y'all for being here. It means a lot. I always, I always say, if you keep coming, I'll keep coming. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your dogs. Everybody said we wouldn't make it, baby. Love don't live around here much lately. Times are hard and hearts break like the bank. Oh, yes, they do. Not a reason just to give it on up, leave your soul on the shelf, collecting dust. Live in a world of broken promises and empty tanks. Oh, but look at us with a picket fence. Ain't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Oh, four trucks with a dog in the back now. Ain't we living the dream? Big blue sky, green, green grass. Ain't doing that bad for a half full glass. Kiss me, baby, just like that. Now, ain't we living the dream?
Oh, feels good.
Put on a little low-key Willie, back porch dancing, singing with me. I'm no stranger to the ring. Oh, no, I ain't. Oh, a little bit of homie wine, need some love, cheek, our sweet time. But why the hell do we complain? Oh, look at us with a picket fence. Ain't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Oh, four trucks with a dog in the back now. Hey, we living the dream. Big blue sky, green, green grass. Ain't doing that bad for a half full glass. Guess me, baby, just like that now. Hey, we living the dream. Oh yeah, come on. Yeah, oh baby, hey, we living the dream. Oh. And look at us, we got a life out here. Outlaws in lost coolers of beer. Spot on the wall to hang last. Dear now, ain't we living the dream? Red and white and blue flag hanging, kids in the back just a tire swagging, fireworks they booming and banging now. Ain't we living the dream? Oh, look at us with a picket fence. Ain't got a lot of money, but we're making a dent. Oh, or truck with a dog in the back now. Ain't we living the dream? Big and blue sky, green, green grass. Ain't doing half bad for a half full glass. Guess me, baby, just like that now. Ain't we living the dream? Oh, wow, 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 yeah. Yeah. Thank y'all for coming. And to leave you, it's good to be in New York City, all the way from the great state of Alabama and Tennessee. And I'll leave you with my five words that you brought me with. Thank you, Lord, up in New York City, darling. Everybody out here is really, really pretty, especially when the temperature reads a 40. I'm stoked, yeah. Hey, darling, I want to teach you, you see, just a little preacher, I'm all right with me. Baby, darling, let's take a sharper shot, get booked wild to show. That didn't make sense, but I'm just an old Drake Whitestone. Nash FM 94.7 presents me, y'all, and I've got the feeling, and I'm just reading off the sign. But I like the way you got it going on. You got a hole in them black jeans, y'all. And I've got that feeling all deep down in my soul. Yeah. Hey, you might could say I'm going insane, but I'll land this Hudson River just like that plane that did down a couple of years ago. Yeah. Hey, and darling, I'd rather do nothing than please you. Everybody hopes I'm a teacher about the good old times and listen to the rock and roll. Yeah, one more time. Yes, and I hope you look at the stars and think of this old big old world and realize there ain't troubles big enough to you can't solve with a boy and a girl. I live and love and love and live and know is all I really need. Oh, and you bet your butt, you bet your bottom dollar I'm living the dream. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. See y'all tonight at the show.
Can we go on for Drake White? Thank you so much, Drake.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.